Pray for delay of judgment. Prophetic warning dream given to me on 12/19/2002. I awoke at 7 o'clock p.m. after a two-hour nap. If anyone is keeping track, this month has brought forth 3 prophecies and 2 prophetic warning dreams. Never in the 27 years has Yahshua used me with such urgency. It started on the first day of December, which was Hanukkah. Earlier this afternoon, my son told me he had a dream of meteors hitting certain states. The Lord Yahshua has me referred to my son on the ministry site as Prophet Boy Elijah. He is in the dream, so I must explain and clarify for this reason. Prophet Boy Elijah was told to write down the dream so we could warn the people and they could pray for judgment to be delayed in the name of Yahshua and cry out for mercy and for more time to reach the lost souls in America and this world. My son has seen the persecution and hateful words that have come forth from others against me on other websites, and he doesn't want the same treatment. Who would? So he didn't write it down, and I said, well, Yahweh, you gave the warning dream to him, not me, so I can't force him. Then my husband and I lay down for a nap because we were both exhausted and I had the below dream. What is even more interesting, I woke up from the same dream to tell my husband so I wouldn't forget it. And I said to him, honey, I had a dream. Please don't let me forget it, okay? And he said, okay, and waited for me to tell him the dream, but I fell back asleep as I was starting to speak it, and I went right back into the same dream exactly where it left off. Now, when Yahweh speaks once in a dream, we should test it. But when he speaks twice after awakening from the dream to go back into the same dream, we better really wake up and pay attention. I know I will be again branded a false prophet by my enemies, and my name will be slandered by those that call themselves holy and have the masses fooled. But they are the Pharisees and not even themselves a prophet. I know that I should count the persecution all joy, but I admit I have not been able to think of slander, name-calling, and threats as joy yet. It hurts, and when you cut me, I still bleed like anyone else. I have never had a month like December. It started out December 1st, the first day of Hanukkah, with Prophecy 65, Flee the Churches of Babylon, and on December 8th, a prophetic warning dream titled Exploding Stars and Missiles. And during the recording of the dream, a new prophecy came forth, Prophecy 66. Yahshua is not coming back for the church, but for his bride. I received more email from these two prophecies than any other prophecy thus far. All the email was encouraging me and praying blessings on me for speaking forth the truth. People have also sent postal letters saying thank you. Yahshua knew the verbal attacks would come from behind my back, and they did. First, Yahshua sent forth his troops to encourage and prophesy to me that I am to keep on speaking forth his truths and not compromise, nor let the devil discourage me. Thank you for all those that support this work of Yahweh and Yahshua, and who have taken the time to encourage this handmaiden of Yahweh and Yahshua. I even received a prophetic word from a prophet Samuel in Mexico, and the first time we spoke on the phone, he said, under the anointing of Yahweh, you will know this. It is worth the persecution, for wait until you see all the surprises and rewards waiting for you in heaven. If you wonder why work was delayed at the ministry site and notice the quiet, it is because like a turtle I went and hid my head because of the hateful persecution of another website that dares to call themselves worthy. And there is nothing worthy in their name of that site, nor the people that attack this ministry and all those that stand up against these lies.